survive if I let you.
Now Taz is dominating the audio world with his award-winning human podcast machine.
Welcome!
Hey, this is the Fantasy Draft Edition. Love this reaction show.
Right for the celebrity edition of HPM.
The human podcast machine.
Try to keep up.
You're not afraid of a little competition, are you?
This is Taz, the human podcast machine.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing? Welcome to the human podcast machine. I am Taz, and this is going to be your SummerSlam preview show and a light touch on the main event of the old NXT TakeOver in Brooklyn. So both shows will be coming out of Brooklyn, New York, out of Barclays Center. Brooklyn, my hometown, as you guys know. So I got Seth, my producer. Seth, jump on here. Say hello to the boys and girls.
Hello, boys and girls.
You ready? We're going to talk a little bit about, real quick, about the main event of... So what do we got for the main event for NXT?
Little Finn Balor versus Kevin Owens, a rematch ladder from Japan.
Ladder style, though, right?
Ladder match.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, I think this is going to be obviously this will be beyond spot fest. These guys are not spot fest. They could do spots, and there'll be someone in there that they'll tell a story. I really believe they'll tell a story physically in the match. The chemistry between these two men is obvious and it's fun to watch. And I think that whole NXT card, NXT TakeOver card in Brooklyn on Saturday night is going to be awesome. I really do. It's sold out. I think over 13,000 people that would have the building set up. And I think these two cats on top, Finn and KO on top, I think is a great way to go. I think it's going to be a great match. I mean, especially adding that element of the ladder. Now it's a whole other level. Because Kevin Owens, for such a big guy, he's highly athletic. And I think he's going to take some high risk in this thing, as will Finn Balor. So I do think that it's going to be an awesome match. Hopefully both these guys stay safe. It should be very exciting.
And you can make an argument they're two of the best wrestlers in the world today.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Both these two guys are arguably two of the best wrestlers, young wrestlers in the world today. When I say young, I mean becoming famous or getting fame. You know, both these guys are seasoned guys. So I do think, again, like I said, adding the element of the ladder is interesting. I guess just, I don't know why they did it. I guess they needed to add something so it wasn't the same as what they did in Japan. But still, I mean, a rematch is a rematch. I think it just adds to it even more. I could see these guys taking some high risk with that ladder. I really can. I mean, I just, like I said, just hopefully both guys are safe and smart. It's going to be physical. And it's good it's the main event because you're not going to follow this match. It's not going to happen. I mean, you know, and it gives a full 24 hours for the next day in the same building for SummerSlam for people to digest and move on from NXT TakeOver. Because Finn and Owens will tear it down with that ladder, no doubt. I can't wait for that. My prediction on the match, on the win, I think Finn Balor will retain his NXT championship and win the match. That's what I think is going to happen. And that's my take. Who do you think is going to win?
I agree with you. And I think some of those NXT people are on SummerSlam, man. It's quite a weekend for them.
Yeah, I know. I heard on Monday Night Raw, you know, Cole or somebody was saying on the air, you know, he's got to wrestle the next day. Look, they can hype it any way they want. Guys wrestling back-to-back nights is no big deal. Wrestling's been doing that for years. You got to be prepared, trained, and in shape for that. I've been on the road and wrestled, you know, 9 straight days in a row with 25-minute matches. I mean, so it's like, you know, and there were guys my generation before me were wrestling longer matches, longer days on the road. So I'm just saying, like in Japan, you go 2 weeks straight, not a night off.
I was thinking about Kevin Owens doing a ladder match and high-profile matches. The guy's kind of put it all on the line, you know, and then he's going to come back the next day.
I understand. I respect it, but I'm not going to sit here like the announcers of WWE do, and they have to hype things. I don't have to hype nothing. I'm just being honest and real. I just don't think it's that big of a deal. I do think it's definitely going to be a physical match, and it's tasking on your body. And I would think the next day on the SummerSlam show, you know, if you just get done doing a ladder match in Brooklyn on Saturday night, you got to slow it down a little bit on Sunday. But you can compete. You can work. I'm not going to go crazy here and overstate it. You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying. I'm not knocking Kevin Owens or Finn or any of the guys that are working twice. I would never do that. So So that's the deal on that. So I think that there's other big matches on that NXT show.
Joe's going against Corbin.
Yeah, yep. I'm looking forward to that. I think Joe is going to get like a major reaction, in Brooklyn. I really do. I think he's going to tear the house down. I think Corbin is definitely tremendous talent. I think Joe's going to win the match. I hope he does anyway, and that should be great. I really do.
And Sasha's defending against Bayley.
Yeah, against Bayley, and that's going to be a great match. That's a toss-up for who wins, in my opinion, but I do think that's going to be awesome. I did think that Becky Lynch was going to go on to face... I thought she was going to beat Bayley at NXT last week, but I was wrong. Bayley won the match, right? It was Bayley versus Becky, and Bayley won the number one contender match, I believe, to go into that match against Sasha at NXT TakeOver in Brooklyn.
And she beat Charlotte before that, too.
Correct. So those are some of the top matches, I think. Are we missing any other top
Jushin's
matches?
Jushin's Thunder Liger, you mentioned.
Liger, yeah. I did mention him on one of the previous shows.
You wrestled him on his birthday.
In his hometown, yeah. So
how'd that go for you?
Not well. We went and wrestled a long time, but he won. But it was a fun match, and he's great to work with. I'm really interested to see Tyler Breeze, a whole new generation, to face someone like Liger, who's a legend. I think Liger's going to get an insane, respectful pop at the NXT TakeOver show in Brooklyn, and it should be great. All right, so that kind of covers the NXT deal real quick right there, just a quick overview of it. We'll take a quick break, come right back, going to go over SummerSlam in detail. That's coming at you this Sunday. We'll do that on the other side of the break. Sit tight.
Hey, the Human Podcast Machine will be right back.
Well, it's finally here. The moment that everybody has been waiting for is here. Football season just around the corner, and you can start the season by winning $2 million in week one at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. One-week fantasy means no season-long commitments, brand new season every time you play. You just pick two players, pile up the points, and pick up your cash. That's it. Simple, boys and girls. Why wait until the end of the season to get paid when you can win huge prizes every single week? You can get started playing right now. Prepare for the regular season with preseason contests running through August. You've already been scouting players, so look, you can just get ready for your season-long fantasy team. Put that knowledge to the test every week at DraftKings.com, where you can turn your love for football into a lifetime of cash. So here's the deal. Hurry to DraftKings.com right now. Use the promo code TAZ, TAZ, T-A-Z, to play for free for a shot at $2 million, guys. It's crazy. In the week one millionaire maker. And a TAZ for free. Enter now at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. All right, we are back right here on the Human Podcast Machine with this SummerSlam preview. Basically, SummerSlam preview show, breaking it down here. I got Seth jumping in and out. All right, so let's go from the top to the bottom of what we got, what they got written out here. What do you got there? First match.
Well, we got Steve Amell.
Yep.
The Arrow.
He's the green one, right? He's the Green Arrow?
Yeah, he's the green. The show's just called Arrow, though, but he is the Green Arrow.
Yes.
Teaming up with his superhero partner, Neville.
He's the Red Arrow. He does the Red Arrow finish.
Yes, there you go. Mm-hmm. The Team Arrow. There you go. Versus King Barrett and Stardust. Stardust, who cut a great promo on Raw last week. He's hilarious.
He's great.
Out of his mind. Yeah, that's the first match we're going to talk about.
Well, I got to say, I think what's going to happen, in my opinion, I think this will be exciting. I think that if Steve Amell comes out in the costume gimmick, right, the Green Arrow, right, he has a costume, right?
He
should get one.
Yeah, he should have one.
I heard he has a costume.
Yeah.
People told me, Taz, this guy.
It'd be cool if he shot some arrows.
He has a costume. People sent me his fitness routine, and I saw some diagrams of his costume. I'm joking. But someone said it's a Green Arrow. He's got a costume. Somebody told me this.
The DC comic, he has a costume.
He should come out in a friggin' costume. And my man Neville is going to carry the end of that team. Obviously, he's going to carry the match on his end. And they'll make, you know, I think what's going to happen is Barrett and Stardust will get up, start beating up on Neville through a good chunk of this match. They'll be waiting Jones in to get Steve Amell in this match. Finally, once it gets a good amount of time done, when Neville's getting the bejesus beaten out of him, he'll tag in Amell. Steve Amell will come in, and they'll give him a couple of moves that they'll hopefully rehearse or go over, because the guy is highly athletic. And I don't know. I think you'll see the winners of this match will be Neville and Steve Amell. I could see I don't know who's going to. I would say Neville would hit the Red Arrow to win the match, I would hope, on King Barrett, I would think. Well, or start either one of the cats. I mean, it doesn't hurt either guy.
Nope.
It's a great spot. It should be a great match.
I'd like to see a bull hammer right to Amell's head. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, why not? Say, hey, this isn't TV, buddy. Boom.
Yeah,
drop the bull hammer.
Can't just kill a guy's spot like that. Yeah, the guy's got a big fan base, and they got him coming in to give him a spot to shine him. You know, you can't just go and punch the guy in the face.
I give him a low blow first, you know?
Yeah, maybe at the end. I don't think that's going to happen. You never know. Maybe it's going to happen.
I'm just being a hater.
I think it'd be funny. Don't get me wrong. I'm thinking business. I don't think they'll do that.
I'm just jealous.
Well, why? You're just like him. A guy who never paid his dues that's getting a spotlight. You're exactly like him.
That's true, but I gotta get up early.
I don't care about you getting up early. I get up early too. There's guys that are not on this card, that wrestlers that work for WWE that are probably pissed off. I've been there. That because this guy's getting a spot to make a payday, and it takes a spot away from another wrestler on the card. Let's be honest.
So you'd be pissed.
I'd be pissed. You're damn friggin' right I'd be pissed. Any wrestler who's not pissed is a mark. That's the truth. Because if this is your livelihood. You do this for a living. If you're not getting that spot to go out there and compete because some guy is coming in who's going to bring some outside attention, I understand why WWE's doing that. As a wrestler, I would get that too. I understand that, but it still takes away from that spot. I remember when Drew Carey came into Royal Rumble was to do stuff years ago. And some guys, were pissed off. You know, they didn't say nothing to him or the office, but in a locker room, you get pissed off. It should be noted that if you are a wrestler and you are not competitive, in my opinion, then I don't know what you're doing. So if you're competitive, that means you want the spotlight. You should always want the spotlight. So for an actor to come in and take that spotlight from you. It's even like when guys come in, like even The Rock, speaking of actors and guys that have paid their dues, and The Rock has. And I love the guy personally. I know him, and I think he's a great guy. But, when he comes in on his white horse or any of these guys, Austin, any of these guys.
CM Punk talked about that.
Yeah, he's right. I mean, because these guys come in, and these guys are bumping on the road like crazy, and these guys come in for that big WrestleMania spotlight and payoff. And it's like, okay, I'll just sit in the back and watch you on the monitor and say, wow, what a pop you got. And I'm not getting a payday. It's a competitive world. Fans are saying, don't be jealous. Don't be jealous of The Rock or Steve Austin. No, bullshit. Okay, what it's about is competing, and you're on the main roster. You're humping the road. you've earned that spotlight. And for you to get it taken from you, it should piss you off. I understand why the company does it. I do.
All right.
It's business. It's good for the show. All right, what do we got next here?
We got two guys that paid their dues, Dolph Ziggler and Rusev.
Yeah, this should be good stuff. You're going to have Summer Rain there with Rusev. You're going to have the lovely Lana with Dolph Ziggler in the corners there. So it should be interesting. I'm sure there'll be something going on with those two blondes.
A little cat fight.
I think so. You need Joey Styles to start screaming cat fight.
Cat fight!
And, I think this should be pretty good. I got to be honest. I think Ziggler wins the match.
Yeah.
I think Ziggler's coming back strong and better than ever, and I think he wins the match.
I agree.
It should be a good match, too. I think both these guys, the chemistry's there with them. You got it's the proverbial Porsche versus the tank, and that's always good stuff. When a guy who's athletic and quick can move, another guy who's big, powerful, but athletic can move. I always think that's good stuff. So I think that's what we're getting coming at us with Rusev and Ziggler. I like it.
And Ziggler will take a big beating the whole fight, and then he'll have that big comeback at the end.
Yeah, I think so. I think in the beginning of the match, you'll see Ziggler look real good. So what are you breaking down matches now?
Yeah.
You've had how many matches?
Well, right. Back in 88, I wrestled at 145.
Right. Okay. On that note, I'm
talking from a fan's perspective. I'm not trying to be an analyst or anything like that.
No, you are trying to be an analyst. Don't say you're not trying to be. You just analyzed.
I'm just saying what I think is going to happen in the match.
Yeah.
Fans don't do that?
You got to earn your opinion in my world, bro. I'm crazy. You know that.
Okay.
Yeah, but I think Ziggler will win the match, and I think it'll be a fun match. It'll be a good match. I do agree there'll be a good amount of heat, to your point, put on Ziggler from Rusev throughout this match. But I think in the beginning it'll be all Ziggler. I am curious to see how Lana and Summer get involved with this thing, because they will, and they're putting a lot of TV time into those two girls with this angle. So I think it's good. I like it.
So how do you think they decide? Like, I guess we've seen in the past, and when these valets or these ladies who are with the guy, they eventually turn the ladies of the evening.
Yes.
Oh, ouch. Eventually turn into full-time wrestlers, too. I mean, these two have gone through the whole training and everything, right? I mean, they're trained to be wrestlers.
Yes.
But they're not wrestling.
If there's a point, make it, bro. What are you talking about?
I'm saying, when do they make that transition? Do you think they're going to make that transition?
So, transition, I think, will come, you know, like, kind of now. They're probably training before the shows. I don't know how much these girls are on the road, but they're probably in there training a lot, working on different stuff. They have enough agents there behind the scenes that, you know, guys that could work with them and perfect them. And it's kind of interesting, to your point, though, that they kind of segue into that role. Look, you're not going to get girls or guys or whatever, people that are not true pros, going to go in there and do a 20-minute match. You know, they teach them enough to do a few spots and the timing of it. And, you know, and that's it. They're not... excuse me. I don't think they're going to go in there and maybe if they had to wrestle each other. I mean, you know, you get two hot girls going to fight each other, let's say, in a match. I mean, they're going to pull each other's hair. It's ECW girl matches. Cat fight. That's what it is. I mean, it's not really... I think women's wrestling has evolved to a much higher level than that. I mean, I don't want to put a governor on anyone, but I don't think that a Summer Rae or a Lana will be a Sasha Banks anytime soon, or Bella's, or Becky Lynch, or Charlotte, you know, or Fox, Alicia Fox. I don't think that's happening. You know what I mean? I think these girls are good in spot roles. That's my opinion. But then I don't think they're well-schooled enough, well-trained enough, or have the experience to be to the level of the female wrestlers we see even in like TNA with the Knockouts or Ring of Honor or obviously the Divas and stuff like that.
Oh, good segue into Team PCB versus Team Bella versus Team Bad.
Looking forward to this. I mean, nine Diva Elimination Tag Team Miazach. You know, I think it's going to be awesome. I think it'll be fun. I could see Team Bella maybe winning this thing, or Team... PCB, possibly. I don't think Team Bad would. But I think that, you know, Sasha Banks, she's heading up Team Bad. You know, the Bellas, they could win this thing. I mean, with Alicia Fox, they could win it. You know, they could.
I can see Sasha Banks being the lone survivor at the end of the day, too.
I don't know. I mean, that whole Paige, Charlotte, Becky Lynch team, that's... PCB. Yeah, those three girls are so credible, all three of them. I mean... It's probably going to go to them. I think it's going to be a great match. They built this thing right. Stephanie put that Deem down on the Diva, on the Revolution gimmick, you know, weeks back on Raw, and it's really evolved, and we saw girls like Sasha, Becky, and Charlotte come up to the main roster and excel, and they're more than ready, and it's just great stuff. I don't remember the last time I was this excited to watch a females match.
I agree with you,
man. I mean, I think it's going to be great action. Nothing but mad respect for all nine of these girls, and I think it should be great.
We'll see some nice submissions, too.
Yeah, man. I think so. I definitely think so.
You're a big submission guy.
Yeah, I've done a couple of my day. A
couple of those.
So then what else we got on tap there, champ?
Oh, well, I don't know. We don't know if he'll be the NXT champ or not at the time, but he will be going against Cesaro. Is Kevin Owens versus Cesaro. Should be a physical match with lots of smash-mouth action.
Yeah, I think it's going to be very physical. I think... you know, I could see Cesaro winning this match. I think he's got a lot of momentum, Cesaro. I think it's going to be, I think, again, talked about chemistry. I think chemistry with these two guys are awesome. That's definitely it's not oil and water. It's water and water with these two guys. On the same page, from that same era, from that same school of thought, how to work the right way, how to work physical, how to apologize ahead of time. And for those that know what I mean when I say that. I think it's going to be very physical, to your point. And we'll see how Kevin Owens is, to your point earlier, coming out of the NXT match the night before with Finn in the ladder match. And as you and I, Seth, were talking off air yesterday about the history between Kevin Owens and Cesaro, you know, when Cesaro was Claudio Castigliano, I would say the name wrong, and Kevin Owens was Kevin Steen. You know, as we were talking about in Ring of Honor, like around the 2009 years, these two guys, and even on other independent shows, they have a history. These guys have competed with each other. So this should be a great match because of that history and because they are comfortable with each other and just their styles.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Those guys, I mean, every match those guys are in, I like. I mean, I feel like they work well to get with everybody and even better with themselves.
Just got to see. I mean, God willing, Kevin Owens goes into this thing healthy from the night before. Because it will be, like I said before the break in this show, it will be that ladder match with Finn and Owens the night before in Brooklyn at NXT TakeOver will be highly physical. But Kevin Owens, he's battle-tested. You could look at his body, see the way he looks. Some people knock his the way he looks, or that he's not some ripped bodybuilding-looking guy and he's wearing a T-shirt. And, you know, even and the rumors that some people in the front office and executive people, and we'll get into that in the future, in WWE have knocked him and buried him behind his back. And you know what? Enough of that. I mean, it don't matter. This guy is the real deal. He looks like a legit fighter because he is. And I don't care what shirt he wears, no shirt, what, how much tan he has, how much vascularity, pop belly, no pop belly, don't mean nothing. This guy looks like he can whoop your ass, and that's what this business is about. It's built on perception. Well, you know, he's not really, he don't look like he's in shape. Okay, he might not look like he's in shape, but the guy can go and work 20, 25 minutes and bring a high-impact style for all those minutes. He's in shape to me.
And his character's great, too, on top of it. He's a great heel.
You're damn right.
He brings it.
What's next?
We got Reigns and Ambrose versus the Wyatt family.
Yeah, I got to be honest. I mean, out of all the matches, this is the one match that I'm not exactly, I don't want to say I'm not looking forward to it, but I don't know what to expect from it. I mean, I don't connect as well to this, just for me. I respect all four of these guys. Ambrose and Reigns, those guys are loved there, so I can see these guys winning the match. I think it should be good. It should be solid. I mean, for sure. I mean, I don't think it's a bad match. I don't think it's going to be like something. I think it's something that you might not remember the next day. That's all I'm saying. And then just because where it is in the card, and they have been giving it some TV time. So, but no disrespect towards those four guys. I just feel like they're just thrown into a tag team match just to be on the card.
I feel exactly the same way. Mm. You know, not to kiss up, but
not kissing up, but not to kiss. If you feel the same, that's fine. You feel the same,
and I feel the same way about this next match too. It's because we just saw it. It was on Raw, and it's the same match again. It's a primetime players versus. Well, it's a four way, so it's not two teams, but it's still the same eight teams together.
I don't get that.
Primetime players and versus Los Matadores versus New Day versus Lucha Dragons.
Yeah, primetime players will be up. Will win. They should anyway. I mean, I like those guys a lot. I like all four teams, but I get your point, and you're right. I agree. It's something, you know. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back. We'll cover the rest of the show, the SummerSlam preview show. We're rocking and rolling here. We still got to talk about, obviously, Sheamus and Randy Orton. We got to talk about Lesnar and Undertaker. We'll be right back.
Look, I got to go take a break right now. Hold on. Wait. You're not. Are you crying? Are you actually crying? There's no crying in podcasting. Get yourself a tissue. I'll be right back.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
All right, welcome back right now to the SummerSlam preview show on the Human Podcast Machine. I am Taz. I got Seth here laying it down too, helping out, giving his opinions on the matches. Also, from a fan's perspective, So we covered a lot of the card already for SummerSlam. What else we got on tap there, my man?
We got a few more matches here. We got Sheamus versus Randy Orton.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think this has been built pretty good right here. I love, since Sheamus came back, his whole new look, the heel thing, and his whole his music, everything about him, I like it. I like Randy Orton a ton. I mean, nothing but mad respect for Orton. One of the most decorated guys in the business, and gonna go, is definitely a first ballot Hall of Famer for sure. So I don't know who's gonna win the match. I gotta be honest. To me, it could go either way. I'm looking forward to the match. I think this should be an excellent match between these two guys.
I feel like it's ripe for someone coming down to start a whole new thing. I don't know. I feel like I don't know who it's gonna be or why. Sheamus said something funny on Raw too. Just a little sidebar. He played with his mohawk. He said, "Respect the hawk."
I like that. That's cool.
That was funny.
Yeah, that's cool.
These guys are very physical. I feel like we've seen a lot of them though too. So I feel like it's gonna come to a head here. Maybe. I think we'll see though. I don't know.
Might be right about that. I could see that. Yeah, I definitely could see that. But it should be. I think both these guys, they're both big guys. I mean, Orton obviously the more athletic of the two, and more of the polished worker. To be honest with you. You know, Sheamus just a big, rugged, nasty guy, but I think they balance each other real well.
I agree with you. I'm looking forward to that. And I'm also looking forward to Ryback versus The Miz versus The Big Show.
Yeah. So, yeah, this should be this one here. I got to tell you, we saw how they started building this up. You know, been building it up, and we saw what they did with Big Show on commentary on Raw. You know, I think Miz... You said this earlier this week in the show that we did here. I think Miz could possibly sneak out of this thing with the win.
That's my big prediction.
You know, it seems like the WWE, the office, and the writers, they love him. He's on everything. They love the guy, and he's been there for a lot of years. And, you know, he's a former world champion. He's, you know, and I could see his character sneaking out of there with the win. I was thinking about what you said on the last show, and I think you might have a point.
Big Show dropped the big right hand, and all of a sudden, Miz sneak in there for the quick 1-2-3, something. I don't know.
Yeah, I could see that. Picking up the scraps, yes, as I would call it, and Michael Cole stole my line and still uses it. But that's fine. You know, he's great. So, yeah, so that's my take on that. I think it should be a win right there for The Miz. And I think it's good. It's a good mix with these cats. So I think it should be pretty good.
All right, so I got a question for you.
Yeah.
What is the main event at SummerSlam? What's it going to be?
Well, I think, in my opinion, the main event is Lesnar Taker. Listen, I'll teach you something. When they're basically saying the match that's too big for WrestleMania, I mean, they're basically telling you it's a massive main event. I'm even surprised they've used that term, to be honest with you, because it kind of, you know, maybe it kind of not diminishes, but it doesn't hurt WrestleMania. But when you work for the WWE, and I was there for a lot of years, and you know right away, the big one, you know, the granddaddy of them all, the Super Bowl is WrestleMania. So when you start using that as a marketing tool, saying this match is too big for WrestleMania, I think what they're saying is the receipt, the rematch, because Undertaker's streak was killed by Lesnar, as we all know. And so instead of Taker waiting for WrestleMania, it's too big for that. He's going to do it right now. I guess that's the overview of the WWE thinking on it.
Yeah, because I thought that was kind of weird, too, hearing that. It's like, nothing's too big for WrestleMania. WrestleMania is as big as it gets.
That's, yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. I think the main event is that match, to answer your question.
I agree with you. So then we'll talk about the winner-take-all match. It's for the World Heavyweight Championship and the United States Heavyweight Championship. Winner-take-all, Seth Rollins versus John Cena.
Yeah, great build here. I mean, for a lot of weeks, they really took their time building this the right way. These two guys obviously have a history. You know, as you all know, I mean, Cena, you know, got his nose shattered with that Muay Thai-like knee from Seth Rollins, and WWE really promoted and pushed the hell out of it, and they did the right thing the way they pushed it. So, and we saw these guys do the contract signing, promo dueling this past Monday, which I thought was excellent by both cats. I would hope and think they would win a take all. The winner who would take all would be Seth Rollins on this. You know, I would think it would be cool to see John Cena actually turn heel here.
Huh.
You know, I think that'd be cool somehow if he lost that U.S. title, which, John, I got to be honest, John is the it's the thing that you hear about for so many years when you're in a business where certain guys make the belt and then certain guys the belt makes them. John made this U.S. belt. He made this belt what it is. So, and he has so much pride in America and the way he promotes the belt and his U.S. Open Challenge, all that jazz. I think WWE seen it. Awesome job.
Even his shirt has the belt on it.
Yes, it does. So I do think that maybe it's a good move. Seth Rollins wins. He stays WWE champ. He takes the U.S. title. John Cena just got his nose broke by this kid. This kid is like, you know, I'm calling him a kid, Seth Rollins, but he's not a kid. But, you know, and to John Cena's vernacular, he might look at him as a kid. Like I deemed Rollins like the spoiled little brat stepson that Stephanie and Hunter have.
Yep.
So I could see him losing this match, Cena, and then maybe the next day turning heel. Like, you know what? The hell with this. The hell with everybody. I could see that happen. Because Cena, everyone's been waiting for this guy to turn heel someday, somehow, somewhere. Maybe it'll never happen. Maybe it's just crazy on my part, my opinion. Before you bash me on Twitter, it's just my point of view or what I would like to see happen.
You're
just
wrong!
Yeah, no, your opinion's wrong, Taz. Okay. So, I'm probably wrong on this one, but, you know, I just think it might be something cool. They got to do something a little shocking. They got to do something different. No one's advertised one I can see that's going to shock anyone. I mean, everyone's safe. I always use the word safe. You know, it's all safe bets. You know, I mean, who's coming in? I'm sure someone's going to come in that no one's going to expect to do something.
Maybe Samoa Joe.
Well, maybe.
Yeah, who knows?
But he's on the roster.
Right.
Remember back in the day, we didn't know who was going to show up.
Yeah, that was always awesome.
You know, guys that didn't work there. You know, like when we saw, what was it, the Royal Rumble, and Bully Ray showed up, and what was it, DDP showed up, and somebody else showed up.
ECW used to do that a lot, too, back in the day.
Oh, God, that was everything. Heyman would stay up nights thinking of that. Yeah. You don't see it. WCW would do that. You know, and WWF back in the day did that. You know, who's going to... They're making all their own talent with NXT, which they're doing a great job, but there's no shock and awe. There's no surprise.
Maybe a little Sting action.
That would be cool. I could see that. But again, he's under contract.
Yeah.
You know, give me somebody that's not under contract. Shock me.
James Storm.
You never know.
That'd be shocking.
Who knows? MVP. Yeah. Somebody.
Hey, I want to ask you, because you brought up John Cena's nose. You ever break your nose?
Yeah. A couple times, yeah. Yeah. First time I broke my nose was from the guy who trained me, Johnny Rods. We were wrestling in Danbury, Connecticut at a Nissan dealership in the parking lot with the ring. And the ring was set up, and he jumped off. We were in the main event. He was the champion and the booker and the guy who trained me, so I figured out I lost. So he said, yeah, bro, you stay there, right? He slams me in the ring. Just stay. He comes off the top rope with his knee. And he knees me right in the face and just shatters my nose. He's the guy who trained me, you know, so what am I going to say? And
thanks.
I broke it there. I broke it. I broke it against, excuse me, I broke it against Sabu. And I broke his nose after that. Broke my nose with a kick. Yeah. Yep. I broke his nose with a cross face. But he broke my nose before that with like a spin in like some kind of a high heel kick. And he broke my nose. I broke my nose in Japan also. I remember the kid I was wrestling, some kid at a dojo, at a New Japan dojo, and my man just kicked me in the face twice. One, he split my lip open, and the next kick broke my nose. I went out of the ring, regrouped, was bleeding, got back in the ring, beat the piss out of him, and never got invited back. There's a Taz tale for you. That's a true story. Yeah.
Cena did not quite do that with Seth Rollins.
No.
He kept his composure.
He did. That's why he's a lot wealthier than I am. He's smarter.
Your nose, because your nose doesn't look.
But then again, I'm a wannabe tough guy. Yeah. That's a whole nother story.
That's a whole other Taz tale.
Yeah.
Your nose doesn't look all like, you know.
Well, because I have perfect features, Seth.
You
I mean,
good
I'm
work done. I guess.
No, I didn't have work done. I straightened the first time I broke it. I did it myself.
You did one of those?
Yeah, I did.
I thought that was just in the movies.
It was. No, I did it myself. But that was years ago. And, you know, if you feel my nose, which you're not gonna, you could feel a couple of lumps on this side and over here.
Because he looked good. Cena looked good last.
He does. Nose heals good. Yeah. Nose heals good. You know, you don't have boxes.
True.
You know, guys. I mean,
well, sometimes
noses,
you see them, they got the big schnoz.
They get the bone taken out. You know what I mean? They take the lack of Viagra bone out.
The Viagra bone.
It's a lack of bone out Viagra. Something like that.
Is that what Viagra's made out of?
Yeah,
nose
what's
bone?
The next match? Please, are we done here?
No, we got one more. All right, we got the main event.
Yeah.
Brock Lesnar.
Yes.
Versus The Undertaker.
Well, this is it, right? I mean, they left Lesnar in his hometown what a bunch of, you know, with him selling and getting beat down by Taker.
The low blows and the heel turn.
Taker's going in there heelish into Brooklyn. What you never know, my fellow New Yorkers might turn on you. They might pop for Taker like he's a babyface. So you never know. It should be interesting. I'm also interested to see if there's a Red Hook section as opposed to the Cesaro section in Brooklyn.
I like that. You know what? I think I should go
do some work for you. Orange signs.
Just with 13 on them.
13. That could be cool. You never know. I don't think. Someone tweeted me recently. You think there'll be Taz chance? I go, nobody remembers me. Taz, why? Because they're in Brooklyn. Ain't nobody going to chant Taz. Give me a break. That was nice of the person.
They might, you know.
Nah, you never know. This is all live, geez,
I might go out there and hand out some flyers.
Nobody cares about me. No, nobody but you and the folks here at CBS on the 44th floor. They love me here.
Nobody loves me.
They love me here. But I think this match will be awesome. I do. I think it should be... It's the main event full and through. I mean, so I don't know. I mean, who wins the match? I think we'll see a good amount of submission in the thing. I mean, Taker's a fan of that and knows what he's doing with that. I think it's going to be ultra physical. I do.
I mean, last time he got hurt, man, real bad, right?
Yeah, they got physical. So I don't know. I mean, I guess there's a part of me that thinks Undertaker, this is where he gets his receipt and wins the match.
In a very dirty way, though.
Yeah, but he'll win because he's going to be the heel.
Yeah.
So it doesn't hurt Lesnar. He's the baby face, you know, so he loses the match. You know, maybe Paul Heyman takes a bump.
Huh?
You know, maybe he gets chokeslammed. Maybe he gets tombstoned, you know? It could happen. That's the spot to do it.
That's the point.
Paul's going to get a big babyface reaction. You know, when we did shows, ECW, all those years in New York, Queens, and Brooklyn, you know, look, Paul, he's from the Bronx, Westchester County. You know, he's a New Yorker through and through, and all those people. I know there's going to be fans all over the world, but primarily it's going to be New Yorkers in that crowd. I don't care what anybody says.
No doubt.
So, and again, is there anyone on the card that is a born and bred New Yorker besides Heyman?
Besides Heyman, we didn't even know before. Heyman, yeah.
Alrighty.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Who do you think is going to win the match? What do you think is going to happen?
It's a tough call, but I see it similar. I just think, because they're just setting it up although Undertaker's been getting the best of Brock when they've been fighting right now, so sometimes you say it kind of tells you something else, but I think it's going to be very dirty. Maybe.
Well, they had to go into SummerSlam, a couple things. With Lesnar getting the heat put on him, of course they were in Minnesota. So he'd beat a babyface, beat him up in his hometown. We turn to take a heel. It's a great opportunity to beat up Lesnar. I think that Taker is got to get his win back. I don't think. Let me rephrase the way I just said that. I don't think he has to get his win back, but I think that the folks that are in charge of WWE. I think he needs to get his win back. Let's just put it that way.
No, we haven't seen it in a long time in wrestling. Maybe I just haven't seen it. I haven't seen any brass knuckles in a long time.
Oh, stop, please. So let me tell you something else. When he lost, when Taker lost, and that undefeated streak was a big, big thing. Because I remember, okay? For him to go down and lose to Lesnar was a big, big deal. That is really extending the out. Not extending. That's handing the torch over. That's a big deal. And that's looked at by Vince McMahon and company as, hey, Taker did business the right way. Now it's time, this spot here for Taker to get the up. That's what I think how this is going to go down. And you know what? No one's going to throw a flag if Taker wins the match. Because for so long, Heyman cut these promos on TV with Lesnar punking out Undertaker after he got beat. Punking him out, video, B-roll, showing it, all that. Taker was cool. He did business the right way. Didn't bitch, didn't do nothing. You know what I mean? So now it could be Taker's time to get that win. You know, it doesn't hurt Lesnar either if he wins. Not at all, because the next night on Raw, they could do something with Brock and come back.
And we don't even know what Undertaker's future is. We don't know how much he wants to wrestle or what he wants to do, right?
No, we don't know.
No.
We don't know anything. You know, hear that? That's my contract I'm ripping up from CBS. I'm done with this.
All right, it was fun, dude. I had a good time with you.
So that's the deal. So that's the breakdown of the show. Anything else you want to talk about with the SummerSlam show?
SummerSlam? No, I think we covered the 4-hour extravaganza.
Yeah, I think
WWE Network.
So they you'll see what happens with Jon Stewart as the host. I guess that's kind of cool. Whatever. I mean, you know, and
ESPN Live.
I could kind of file it under the "Who gives a shit" thing, to be honest with you.
All right.
But ESPN Live thing, I like that. I like that.
You're a big coach guy.
Yes, I love Coach Jonathan Coachman. As I said in the last show, if you want to hear Coach on my show, it was episode 6, and you could hear him on there talking about how he had some aspirations and goals to pair up ESPN kind of with WWE. So it might be a little insight to what actually happened here. So it's pretty cool. I look, hope you guys enjoy your SummerSlam week and your SummerSlam weekend. For folks that are out of town, enjoy New York. It's nothing but beauty here this time of year. It's a great place. Just stay away from those alleys. It could be dangerous. And don't take any taxis, and just be careful.
Uber.
Uber, yeah. Even that, you got to be careful. You got to be careful of everything. But otherwise, have fun. And that's it. So hope you guys enjoyed this show of us breaking down SummerSlam preview. Enjoy this weekend. It's a great weekend. If you're going to Ring of Honor shows, enjoy that. They're doing a big show in Philly on Friday, and they're going to do their live show on Saturday night. Going to be tough goings going against WWE, NXT, and also JR. My man JR is going to be at the Gramercy Theater, man, doing his one-man show gimmick. Make sure you go check him out. Go to JR's site and his Twitter account and get some tickets for that. If you don't feel like going to watch wrestling Saturday night, go check out JR. He's going to tell you some stories, do some good stuff. So it should be pretty cool. All right, look, for Seth, I'm Taz. You're not. Goodbye.